Admiralty Floating Dock Number 18. Early History. Admiralty Floating Dock Number 18 was a Clark Stanfield design dock with a lifting capacity of 2,750 tons, originally intended for the emergency docking of escort vessels and destroyers. She was built at Portsmouth Dockyard and was laid down on August 22, 1941 and completed on October 28, 1942. By November 16, the dock was on station at Corpach, in Lochlin on the west coast of Scotland. Her stay in Scotland was a short one, however. By June 12, 1943 she had been relocated to Oran, Algeria, having been towed there by the tug Marauder. While in the Mediterranean she was used by the U.S. Navy and remained there until December 1944 when she was nominated for service with the British Pacific Fleet. Allocated to the British Pacific Fleet. On departure from Oran, her first port of call was Malta, where she was prepared for her long tow to the Pacific. She departed Malta under the tow of HMT Enforcer on January 25, 1945, bound for Portside. On arrival at Portside on February 5, she was taken in hand for repairs to damage sustained on passage. She entered the Suez Canal on February 16 and arrived at Aden on the 27th. On March 3 she slipped her mooring in bad weather and ran aground in shallow waters at Elephant's Bay. No serious damage was sustained. The next leg, Aden to Cochin, started on March 10. HMS Banff escorted AFD 18 and Enforcer to Cochin, where they arrived on March 24. AFD 18 was to join up with a second dock, AFD 20, which was also bound for the same operational area in the Admiralty Islands, and which had arrived in Cochin on March 10. AFD 18 and AFD 20 departed Cochin for Darwin in convoy W04A on April 9, AFD 18 under tow from the tugs Advantage and Cheerly, and AFD 20 under tow from the tugs Eminent and Destiny, a fifth tug. The harbour tug Empire Sam was in company towed astern of AFD 20. Escort was provided by the frigates Helford and Blim. Both vessels were en route for the British Pacific Fleet. On 14 April, Eminent had a serious fire in her engine room and was towed back to Colombo by Cheerly. In an odd coincidence, Destiny also had a fire, but got it successfully under control without the need for dockyard assistance. A few days later, the tow line from Destiny to AFD 20 broke and she was adrift in the early hours of the morning. It was 5 hours before the tow was secured again. With the tug power halved, progress was very slow, but Cheerly rejoined the convoy on April 18 and eased the situation for the other tugs. The convoy rendezvoused with the tanker Eaglesdale on the 27th to replenish water and fuel supplies, which were running low by this time, and supplied the vessels with other necessities. On nearing Australia, HMAS Warrnambool and HMAS Inverell joined the convoy, and these ships were ordered to escort AFD 20 and Destiny independently to Darwin, which was reached on May 22. AFD 18 continued in company with Helford and Blim, and arrived in Darwin on the 24th. The two docks resumed their journey on June 19 to their operational areas. AFD 18, now under the tow of the tug HMAS Heroes, and the salvage vessel HMS Salvista, was bound for Milne Bay, Papua New Guinea, with two Australian minesweepers HMAS Tamworth and HMAS Goulburn as escorts. AFD 20, with HMS Empire Sam, was still towed by Destiny, and the rescue tug HMAS Sprightly were bound for Manus in the Admiralty Islands. The destroyer HMS Bile provided her escort. The convoy passed through the Torres Strait, and on reaching the southwestern end of Papua New Guinea, AFD-18 detached form the group and made her way to Milne Bay, arriving there on July 8. Why it went there is not known. AFD-20 continued on to Manus. Post-war. AFD-18 finally arrived on station at Manus on August 19 and remained there until November 1945, when she was relocated to Hong Kong, arriving there in December. She moved again to Singapore Naval Base, Sembawang, in June 1955 when the RN decided to downsize Hong Kong Naval Base. In December 1968, when the British moved out, the dock was transferred to the custody of the Singapore government. She was broken up for scrap in June 1978. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk